Imagine your thumb scrolling a feed at midnight, and then stop. A logo halts that scroll cold. It says more in a blink than a paragraph ever could. That tiny mark just told a story, invited curiosity, and nudged a click. Today, we're unpacking how to design logos that do exactly that, compact, emotional narratives that drive action. I'll walk you through a three-act structure for logos, two quick imagination breaks to unblock choices, and studio-tested validation steps you can run in a day. Ready? Let's go. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy.
Hey, everyone. Happy to be here. Today's focus, turning logos into three-act minis that introduce a brand, create tension, and resolve with a promise people remember.
Quick roadmap. First, the foundation, why narrative framing matters, and the three-act logo model. Second, the tools, practical, audio-friendly sketching steps, and how to map story beats to shape, color, and negative space. Third, real-world application, rapid testing and validation, so your mark not only delights, but converts. Along the way, 2 1-minute imagination breaks to get your hands moving. Let's start at the foundation.
Segment 1, foundation. Think of a logo as a one-sentence story. That sentence needs a setup, a conflict, and a resolution. Setup gives context. Who is this brand for, and what's the emotional state of that audience? Conflict is what makes the brand different. The tension, the gap in the market, or the problem it's solving. Resolution is the promise the brand makes. Stability, speed, delight, whatever the outcome is. When those three beats line up visually, the logo feels inevitable and meaningful.
A studio example. We sketched a mark for a boutique coffee brand aimed at remote workers who crave focus. Setup? Solitary. Calm energy. Conflict? Too many distractions in a noisy market. Resolution? A ritual of calm focus. The sketch that won wasn't a fancy icon. It was a simple, slightly tilted cup rim forming a horizon line, paired with a tight serif that felt deliberate. The shape suggested a pause. The tilt suggested the choice to step into focus. Clients said it read as ritual in verbal feedback and later pulled better conversion on the subscription CTA. That's narrative doing double duty, memorable and measurable.
A quick tip, always write the one-line story first. For the coffee brand, it was, find your ritual of calm in a noisy world. If you can't say it in one line, your logo will fight to be coherent. The line guides shape, weight, and spacing decisions.
Now, how do those story beats map to visual language? Setup maps to recognition cues, familiar shapes or archetypes your audience already understands, like a house for home services or a leaf for natural products. Conflict maps to contrast or tension, unexpected angle, negative space, or a color choice that creates friction. Resolution maps to closure, symmetry, a rounded finish, or a stabilizing baseline that signals trust. When you intentionally assign roles to these elements, choices stop feeling aesthetic only and become strategic.
Segment 2, deep dive and tools. Let's get hands-on. Start with a 5-minute rapid sketch routine. Timer, 20 mini thumbnails, no judgment. Rule, each thumbnail must communicate one of the three beats clearly. Don't over-render, think silhouette. Audio demo, picture drawing a cluster of tiny circles for recognition, then slicing one circle with a diagonal to create conflict, then enclosing the mark with a soft arc to resolve it. That sequence is the story map in a few strokes.
Tool-wise, low-tech first. Pencil, 3x5 index cards, and a thick marker for silhouette clarity. Digitally, use a simple vector grid in your favorite app and work in black and white before color. That forces you to solve form and narrative before applying emotional hue. Audio-friendly demo. When I toggle color, I'm thinking of narrative roles. Warm orange as invitation, setup,
a bold cyan to create friction, conflict, and a calm navy for the promise, resolution. Speak your choices as you pick colors. This orange says welcome, that navy says dependable. It helps your brain and your client hear the story.
Imagination break, 1 minute. Grab a pen and pick a brand type. A wellness studio, a mailbox startup, or a craft brewery. Write one line story, setup, conflict, resolution. Three short phrases. Now sketch three tiny thumbnails, one for each beat. Ready? Go.
How was that? Simple exercises like this unclog the brain and force narrative-first decisions. Back to tools. Negative space is your secret weapon for conflict. A hidden shape can create a satisfying discovery moment for viewers. It's a tiny plot twist. Use scale and spacing as pacing. Tight spacing accelerates energy. Wide spacing calms it. Think of kerning as breath between beats.
Segment 3. Real-world application. Let's move from design to metrics. We measure logo effectiveness with three quick tests. Attention, does it stop the scroll? Recall, can someone describe it after 10 seconds? And action bias, does it increase clicks or signups? Run an A/B with 1 to 3 variations in a social post or landing hero. Track click-through rate and a one-question recall survey after exposure. You can get meaningful results in a day with a small budget or even an organic test among followers.
Case study. For a local delivery client, we launched 2 logo directions, one literal truck icon and one narrative mark that combined a route line forming a smiling map pin. The narrative mark lifted click-through by 18% in early tests and scored higher on recall. People described a friendly route instead of a truck. That difference translated to more trial signups. The key is testing simple hypotheses. Adding a humanizing curve will increase clicks by X.
Second imagination break, 1 minute. Pick one of your current logos or a client mark. Ask, what's the core story in one line? Then draw one quick alternative that emphasizes a different beat. Maybe amplify the conflict or resolve. Try to make that change with a single stroke. Ready? Sketch.
Okay, final stretch. Quick validation hacks. 1. Post 3 cropped thumbnails to a private poll and ask which feels closest to the brand in one word. 2. Run a 24-hour story with a single CTA and swap logos to see which version gets more swipe-ups. 3. Use a simple recall check. Show the logo for 2 seconds, distract for 5, then ask for a description. These lightweight tests give you action-focused data without killing momentum.
Key takeaways. First, treat logos as 3-act stories, setup, conflict, resolution, and write the one-line story before you draw. Second, sketch fast and test in black and white first. Silhouette and negative space reveal narrative clarity. Third, validate quickly. Attention, recall, and action are your core metrics, and you can test them in a day. Try one story-driven sketch this week and measure one simple outcome.
If you want visual templates and downloadable workflows to follow along, submit at mgwdstudios.com/submit. That's mgwdstudios.com/submit to get the studio kit we mentioned.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something, hit subscribe, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.